Staying in the region, the Sri Lankan military says it has broken through the Tamil Tigers' defences in recent weeks, ending a prolonged stalemate and stirring predictions of an imminent rebel defeat after over 25 years of civil war. The Prime Minister speculated today that troops might even seize the rebels' administrative capital by the end of the week. However, Yehan Pereira of the Regional Centre for Strategic Studies in the capital, Colombo, says the Prime Minister's remarks may be coming a little too early.
Perhaps the Prime Minister has been looking at the situation a little optimistically, because from what we knew, there were over 20, 30 kilometres between the administrative capital, Kilinochi, and government front lines. And we also have reason to believe that it's going to be very difficult for the government troops to move forward. Not that they cannot move forward, they can move forward because they have more firepower and more numbers with them. But on the other hand, there is this fierce resistance from the Tamil Tigers, and the area would be booby-trapped, and it would be difficult for the military to move forward so rapidly. Having said that, I think that the government does have the military upper hand. Everything suggests that the government has the military upper hand at this time, but more fighting will be necessary, and some more time, several months, maybe even a year, may be necessary before the government can claim a conclusive military victory.